On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat. So the boat was already beginning to swamp. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and the sea. "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with a great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you.
You may be seated. When I was a kid, I remember getting frustrated with my parents every time they would say no to something that I would do or something that I wanted to do. For instance, "Can I go play outside?" "No, you need to do your chores." Or, "Can I go over to a friend's house tonight?" "No, we're eating dinner together as a family." Or, "Mom and Dad, can you buy me these new clothes or something new for school?" "No, you have a job. You can go pay for it on your own." Almost every time without fail, I would tell myself, when I get older, then I'm going to be able to do whatever I want. When I get out of this house, then my life will be so much better and so much easier. Now, I was young and naive, and looking back, my life wasn't that hard, and it wasn't that my parents were trying to hold me back from doing the things that I wanted to do. It's just that I wanted things to be my way. I wanted them to be what I wanted. But then I can't think about my response into what my parents told me, what they've done throughout my life, thinking that when something happens, then something else will be better. That whenever we get to a certain point, then there will be certain things in our lives that just seems to make life easier for us. Have you ever said something like that before? Have you ever had anything like this happen to you before? "When I graduate, then my life will start. When I get that promotion, then my life will be easier. Then I can go buy those things. When I get that promotion, then I'll be able to have enough. When I get the results, then I'll really know what to do. When I get that money, then I'll really be able to start to tithe more." Have you ever said things like this, or have things like this ever happened to you before? And I think that all too often we get caught up with how the ending of something will be. I'm the perfect candidate of this. I don't know about you, but I worry a lot. I worry about the day of when something happens. Because whenever that when happens, when that day comes, then I believe my life will be easier. And I worry about when that day comes. I worry about how I will get to my goals. I worry about how I will reach the perfect picture of what my life should be. All while forgetting that the hard work is between the when and the then. The story that we read, that I just got done reading, is a perfect illustration of this. The disciples get in a boat with Jesus. They just get done with a group of people, and Jesus is teaching his word, and he's telling all these parables to a large group of people. And then he gets into a boat. And Jesus, us not knowing his fatigue, he's probably very, very exhausted at this moment. He gets done, and he gets into this boat, and he immediately falls asleep. And so they get in this boat, and they're just going across a body of water, and that's all that they need to do. Not knowing exactly what the weather is going to be like, they think it's going to be fine going across. So Mark 4:35, it says this, "On that day, when evening came." If you have your Bibles open, or if you have notes that you're taking, I want you to circle that word, when. Because what happens after that when is extraordinary. The wind starts to blow hard, the waves start to beat on the side of the boat. It's crashing over into the boat, and it doesn't say how much is coming in, but it does say that the boat is starting to capsize, it's starting to sink. But the big question is here, what did the disciples do about this? What are they going to do? They know that Jesus is in the stern of the boat and he's asleep. So they wake him up and they say to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" I think that's kind of a hyperbolic question there, right? They're just in a boat with water. It's not that there's a lot of other things going around, but I think that's a perfect question to ask in the midst of what happens between when and then. You see, whenever we get to that when, whenever we reach that goal that we get to, it's not when the storm's going to come, it's going to be if the storm comes. Because so often, whenever we think that we get to that goal, whenever we reach that thing, that everything's going to be perfectly fine, and we forget that there's a storm that may come. And in that storm, we forget that Jesus is with us. In this boat, Jesus was with the disciples. Jesus was sleeping. However, we don't know exactly why he was sleeping. We don't know if we're praying all those prayers to God and if God is listening to us in the midst of that storm, in the midst of everything that we go through. But yet, Jesus was there with the disciples. Jesus was with them. Have you ever been in a storm like that before? Where your whole world seems to be crashing down and you pray and pray, and you pray that God is there, just listening to you. But everything you seem to do doesn't get God's attention. Have you ever been in a storm like that before? It's not a good place to be in, right? But then what do the disciples do? They go to him, they ask him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" So Jesus gets up and he says to the sea, "Peace, be still." Because Jesus is there and he has the power to still the storm. And in verse 39, it says, "Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. See, whenever they started off to the other side, everything was going okay. Everything to be going as planned. Whenever you graduate and you get that job, everything seems to be going as planned, but you forget about the hard work that you get into. And then maybe something happens in that job that makes you not want to be there anymore, or something happens where it lays you off. Whatever that is, there's a storm that is coming. And in the midst of that, Jesus is still there, praying to God that everything could get back to normal. Everything can get back to the way it was. Whatever that is in God's eyes. But that storm, whatever that is, that God is there. No matter how much we prepare for it, these storms will come. Even if we think that we're all ready and all set. But I think it's how we react. Even though these disciples were going through a storm, Jesus was with them. Friends, that's the good news this morning, that every single storm that we go through, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, whether we can see it or not, Jesus is there. And sometimes we may pray and pray and pray, and Jesus might be asleep. But the good news is that Jesus is there, and it's how we react. And that's the mystery of how God works, because it puts our faith to a test that we've never been able to really comprehend. But it's between the when and the then where we need to trust in God. Trust that God is there, and trust that God can cease the storm at any moment. It's between the when and the then that we find out what kind of faith that we have. Yes, we will be there, and it will be very, very afraid to go through. The boat may be capsizing. It may be so afraid of what the unknown is coming on. But God is there with us, even when we don't have any idea what God is going to do. So friends, this morning, I ask, trust God's presence between the when and the then, and the storm won't be so scary. Yes, the storm is scary with our eyes looking at it, but if Jesus is there, it won't be as scary as it seems. Trust in the presence of God, that God is there, even in the midst of a storm. Let me pray. God, this morning as we come to you, God, in the moments of our storms, in the midst of what we go through, God, we just ask that your presence is near. God, we don't know how exactly everything that you want to happen in our life. We don't know what those things mean for our life. But God, in the midst of a storm, we just ask that you are there. Give us the boldness, give us the courage, give us the confidence of trusting that you are there in the midst of the storm. So between the when and the then, God, we ask that you're with us. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.